And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN as we continue our discussion on education this morning with the Riley County Schools and Riley County Schools Superintendent Cliff Williams joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, not bad. It's a nice spring morning, a little bit of rain, not too bad out there, but the temperature's nice. So I think a lot of folks are just eager to get back to normal.
Yeah, it's great to see the green grass and no more of that white stuff out there. And I know I'm ready to go out and do a little fishing.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a lot of fun actually right now. Tell us how things have been going here. We're about a little more than a month into this continuous learning program. Are things going okay at Riley County?
Yeah, considering, you know, what everybody was dealt with here in the world, I'm very pleased with our efforts of our students and our parents and our staff and grandparents and the volunteers. There's been so many that have just really stepped up to the plate in this time and just helped doing the best they can. We know we're going to continue to evolve, and we've seen changes already. And I know there's been some frustrations along the way on all sides, just trying to understand it, make all the ends meet. And so we appreciate everybody being flexible. And so we're going to make the best of it.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about, I know Brady mentioned to me off air that you wanted to talk a little bit about some legislative matters. Is that right?
Well, we heard about the consensus estimate yesterday, and we've heard that it's down about 10% of what they thought, or about $847 million. And that's a pretty good-sized number, and definitely has got everybody's attention, kind of wondering, you know, what we're going to do and what adjustments we're going to make. It's pretty late in our school year, so obviously we're concerned about whether there'll be any cuts to school districts. I know the group also hinted to a possible $445 million shortage for the following year. And so we definitely are going to watch that and monitor what's going on and try and wish them the best of luck. There's some big decisions, and, you know, I'm sure they'll come down to us, and we'll have to make some tough decisions as well.
Yeah, and, you know, whenever you hear about those steep of potential budget cuts here, a lot of budgets are wrapped up in personnel, and so the one thing that comes to mind is the potential for maybe having less teachers.
Yeah, one strategy that our board used, and we send thanks out to our administrators as well, is that we've had several retirements and some staff that are moving on for family reasons and those types of things, and we actually were planning on eliminating one position. That would help us. They sure made a big difference in it, but that current teacher moved to one of our vacancies because of retirements. And so we tried to implement that strategy already. We do have some concerns about our enrollment. It's fairly flat right now, so it's pretty typical for a district to consider that. And so in this case, it looked like it was a pretty good decision if we're going to talk about potential cuts.
Overall, given the uncertainty that's ahead of you, how would you rate as far as your financial situation there with the school district?
You know, we've always tried to be a conservative district and be conscious about being good stewards of our patrons' funds. And, you know, we've been working hard to conserve as best we can with this bond issue. We've been trying to look at energy savings as well, like, for instance, we were purchasing new LED lights to go throughout the whole district and reduce our electric bills there. We also are doing quite a bit of roofing, and we're adding a couple inches of insulation and kind of told that we can probably reduce our energy cost there about 29%. So I think a lot of those little strategies will help us. So we are replacing some boilers that normally run at 500,000 BTU. And it's either, you know, pedal to the metal or nothing. And so we'll have much more energy-efficient units that we're replacing those boilers with. And so doing some of those little things like that, I think, will make a big difference. We will be probably having quite a few discussions about how else we can conserve. And our team does a great job there. And we're going to manage through this.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is not something that's going to go away overnight either. I mean, this is going to probably impact budgets probably at least for this year and maybe the following year as well.
Oh, definitely so. I mean, one thing to think about is definitely going to be different than the recession that we had in 08, 09, is that, you know, our state has good balances right now. You know, we feel like we're in pretty good shape, and our economy was going well. You know, we just need to get back to work. And so some of those positives that we didn't have in the recession will help us.
What has the last month taught you about education and how it's delivered here in 2020?
Well, the first thing is just the sheer bond that teachers and the paras and the staff have with the kids. We've been serving lunches, and so proud of our food service staff. Have served almost 11,000 lunches over this last month and going to four different areas in our communities. But when you see those teachers helping and those paras helping serve those meals to kids, you can see that they just want to reach out and hug each other and high five and the smiles and the stories. And sometimes you got to prod them along a little bit. You know, they truly miss each other. And that's so inspiring to see that there is such a connection there. But it also shows you the resilience of all those parties that, you know, we've adapted, we've made changes, and we probably learned the most from the kids. They're so flexible. But yet, you know, some kids are really thriving in this environment. Some that do well in the traditional setting are struggling a little bit. And so you just learn more about the kids' learning styles. Greatly appreciate all those parents I know that are trying to work and, you know, try to educate three kids at home or four kids, you know, multiple kids, even if it's one. You know, I think there's been some appreciation about what all our staff does during the day as well. You know, it's been funny. You get a few phone calls and some will say, can I call in for a substitute parent today? And, you know, so everybody's had a positive attitude about it, and that's been inspiring.
All right. Well, Cliff, is there anything else you wanted to highlight here while we got some time with you?
I'm just saying that we're moving forward with our bond. The board approved Package A, which is a lot of the foundational type things for our additions to remove our modular classrooms. They'll be approving Package B, which is all the interior parts to those structures, and looking forward to that. We did have to suspend our groundbreaking due to some of the virus restrictions, but we'll have that. We wanted to make sure we invited the community in that. This is the community's buildings, and so it's getting pretty excited, and we're getting close to actually seeing some work going on in the schools as it relates to the bond issue.
Very good. We'll be looking forward to seeing the progress of that. Well, Cliff, hang in there, and we're all thinking about you guys there at the Riley County Schools and Blue Valley Schools as well, and hopefully things will look different here in a few months.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me today, Brandon.
You bet. Cliff Williams again, superintendent out of USD 378, Riley County Schools. Stay tuned. More in Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.